what do you think the university can do to help inventors balance academic freedom with increasing expectations for their research and discoveries to be translated into commercially viable products?
Right. I think it's a really pertinent question, and I think there's a lot of that discussion going around on campus, at least in the departments that I'm in and the professors that I know and interact with on a daily basis. I think that a reasonable attitude towards the university industry is managing conflict, and I think that there's still kind of a stigma around that, around academic researchers and scientists, at least the ones that I interact with, and understanding that can be managed, and managing conflict is okay when you want to engage with industry partners. I don't think that's something that should be avoided or looked as taboo, and I think we have to, the university, certain researchers or departments might have to kind of shuck that feeling of you know, that's a bad thing to navigate. But I know that the UW has extensive policies designed to protect their core values and the culture here of not wanting to be conflicted. And I think that can stand on to its own to a certain degree. I think the cultural orientation at UW should continue to illustrate fundamental research as a core mission, but that the dedication of researchers to the academic profession can influence the balance between market values and the drive for funding, first off, and to get products and technologies into the marketplace to actually help people. However, in the terms of, I like that the question was phrased as inventors, and I think that not all inventors are faculty for the most part. There's a lot of graduate students, postdocs, academic staff who are also inventors, and they don't necessarily have certain, maybe the protection of tenure to a certain degree, and they do want to see the ability to be able to transfer and move around with their technologies. And I think that it is here that I think UW can help the most. I think university colleges and departments should look to expand the curricula to be more interdisciplinary and entrepreneurial. We have a lot of undergraduates that are kind of our workforce in the lab, and none of them are business majors. And why is that sometimes? You know, could there be some synergy between these two departments to get people thinking either as undergraduate senior research scholars or something along those lines that they can... You can be paired up with somebody in business school to say, I work in a lab with this cool technology, and you're a business major looking for someone to write a capstone thesis on. Can we get together and talk, and you write the business plan for this particular project? As you know, as a small example, at least on the undergraduate level. But I think that faculty advisors could be better engaged during PhD training to provide proper mentorship to students regarding alternative career training. So I think that in my decision not to choose a master's with this kind of 7-to-1 prospect, what other jobs are out there for PhD candidates or PhD students that isn't this traditional faculty route? And what can faculty do to help engage that? And I don't know if it's always in the best interest of faculty to promote those things, or I wouldn't say in the best interest, but I mean, it doesn't seem to align with some other values as far as being an independent researcher. And I think that more a collaborative approach to do that would be helpful, and if it can't come from the top-down faculty, empowering the graduate students and the postdocs to make these decisions for themselves, to let them know that there's these entrepreneurial-minded classes and curricula are out there, or if they're not getting it, almost demand it to a certain degree, I think it would be critical.
Do you think it's easy to find where those resources are?
Yes and no. I think in the department, my experience a little bit in the Department of Medicine and a lot in the Department of Animal Sciences as of recently, it kind of is. There are faculty, it came with faculty who knew the realm, who already have technologies patented through WRF and who are trying to currently license them, and those professors who already have spinoff companies who want to kind of just complete the cycle and continue it. But for fresh people with new ideas, I think it could be a lot, the university could do a lot to help these people navigate the landscape here of what is available. I think there's a lot available with a lot of initiatives from WRF, D2P, Accelerator, Igniter, all these things. But where do you go? And professors in general and graduate students, I mean, we're all time constricted. Like, can university do something to help navigate this sphere would be extremely, I think, beneficial. For an example, the lab I work for now, they have a spinoff company, and it took them 5 years to realize that there was a Center for Tech Commercialization here since the company's inception that could have helped them navigate the process a lot more smoother. And I don't know if they were just maybe naive and not wanting to look for it, but that's totally available, and that should be exploited, I think, to the fullest. And letting people who know that, and maybe anybody who goes with an invention disclosure to WRF, saying, have you thought about wanting to take this to a technology? And if you do so, here are some resources. Or maybe if you can't do it, what about your co-developers, your graduate students, your postdocs that were in the lab? Could they help to some degree?